This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Partisan disputes between Democrats and Republicans were the ultimate roadblock to a new farm bill in 2023. And those same differences are showing up again in the form of food programs versus farm programs. Ag Republicans and farm groups prefer more dollars to boost ARC and PLC support triggers, while Democrats want to protect food programs and climate dollars. We will hear more from United States Senator Joni Ernst on the tug of war for farm bill dollars between farm and food programs next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
United States Senator Joni Ernst, Iowa Republican, was recently asked by reporters about Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow's plan to boost crop insurance at the expense of ARC and PLC.
We need more farm in the farm bill, bottom line. All this little shell game stuff, we got to stop this. The SNAP program has exploded. And we can't continue on a path like this.
SNAP and other nutrition programs make up close to 82% of the farm bill. Ernst and other Republicans argue that Stabenow and Democrats must return food stamp funding to pre-pandemic levels.
I hope she understands that and that we've got to be serious about coming back to the table and negotiating what's in the bill.
Stabenow mentioned recently that she is ready to work on the farm bill with compromise included, if the other side of the aisle is willing to meet halfway.
We can get this done if people are serious. If people are serious about it, I'm serious about it.
The previous farm bill, which was completed in 2018, lapsed in September of 2023. Congress then extended the farm bill 1 year with outdated crop supports included. Ag-focused lawmakers have routinely warned that farm bill work must be completed early in 2024 with a full calendar ahead. Now the clock is ticking with other disputes over spending bills, foreign military aid, border security, and taxes set to take up precious floor time before the party conventions this summer and fall election campaigning. For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.